Thanks for tuning in to Old Car Wax. This is our sports edition of the NBA Finals and tonight's NBA Draft.
With the first pick in the 2017 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Markelle Fultz.
Welcome to Old Car Wax. This is Michael Yabushi, Black Brother, and we're here on our NBA session, our NBA podcast with Sean. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's the business?
And our network expert, Shay Almanera. What's going on, Shay?
Doing fine, doing fine. Just enjoying my day off, you know?
So your day off. So on your normal basis, what you doing any damn way?
You mean like what I'm doing when I'm working?
Yeah. So.
Well, it's like, when I'm working?
It's like a part-time job that acts as a full-time job and rejects your vacation if you want it. It's as simple as that.
It's just that simple, right? Yeah. So this is working class sitting right here. So just to let you know, working class. But our NBA session today, we want to talk about the draft. Then we're going to do our final of the finals.
But we're going to talk about the draft first?
No. Oh, okay. We're going to talk about the final of the finals real quick. Okay. Because that was real quick. But
shade. So shots. Quickie. Shots.
So quickie. First, what we definitely got to do is somebody call that out. So we got to give them the credit. So Shay called it in five.
Ashley,
you called it in five. Yeah, because I got the text and I went back over this.
Oh, yeah, I changed it to five. It was actually six, but after the first game, I'm like five.
So we gave you that. So, accomplishment. So I have to give you that one.
Did you know I got Cavaliers in six as well? I mean Cavaliers.
Yeah, so we both said I got from the last podcast, right? We said if the Cavs will win, it will be six.
Right.
But if not, it was five. So that's what we had on the podcast. And I was like, no, I'm going to stick with six.
I got the Cavaliers-Celtics prediction right as well. When people were saying like, oh, Cavaliers going to win in four.
So I'm what's
like,
the no, fucking Cavaliers lotto in five. Number then?
Right. Hey, so come with me to the gas station and pick up my scratch-offs real quick.
If I knew that, I wouldn't be in debt right now.
That's so true. And you wouldn't be getting your vacation canceled.
Exactly. Because I'll be having vacation 24/7. I wouldn't be working that job anyways. Exactly.
Exactly. So since you're the winner that called it out, what was your thoughts?
Well, wasn't surprised. I felt people who were saying Cavaliers are going to win were overthinking it.
Yes.
They were saying, oh, they beat the Warriors last year. Well, guess what? The Warriors did not have Kevin Durant.
Right.
They had Harrison Barnes. If you rewatch the finals of last season, every time they gave it to Harrison Barnes, he clanked it off the rim.
Yeah, yep. He did.
LeBron did not even guard Harrison Barnes. He instead, you know what? Let me focus on Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, they had Dellavedova last year. Mm-hmm. Dellavedova was guarding Steph Curry.
Yep, that's true.
Who replaced Dellavedova? Darren Williams.
Trash.
Is he a defender? No,
not really.
He's trash now, exactly.
So he should be traded as well.
They've got so many deadweight role players.
They do.
Even
they
Kevin Love might need to go because he's damaged goods at this point.
What was the rumor? Did you get that? Because we talked about
Jimmy Butler, Paul George.
Paul George.
Oh, it was actually both of them.
So they said Butler, but I think Paul George because of the relationship.
But Butler's not leaving. Jimmy Butler's not
leaving. Jimmy Butler said he wants to leave.
He wants to leave.
He's not going nowhere.
I don't see that. But you're right. I mean, you got so much dead weight that's sitting there, even coming off the bench. It's just ridiculous.
The whole bench is dead weight. Like, who was on that team is worth keeping on the bench?
But they won with them. So I think that was a kind of get back
on
the
bus. No. Everybody who was on the bench last year, they pretty much got rid of. That's why they got rid of the GM this year. That was the debate. Now this is what you have to understand. They picked up this guy named Derek Williams, not Darren Williams. They also picked him up too.
Right.
But in return, you get rid of you later pick up Dante Jones and not play them. So and then you get Shannon Derek Fry. Was Williams Shannon Fry actually on the squad last year?
Yeah, he was on the squad. He was actually integral to them winning a championship. He was actually he's one of the few non-deadweight role players that they have.
They didn't play him in the playoffs.
Exactly. And they didn't play Derek Williams. Derek Williams is playing good in the regular season in place of Kevin Love.
So again, Jefferson is his boy. He shouldn't have been there either. They shouldn't have even brought him back for any
Richard Jefferson is good for shooting threes, but that's about it.
You're right.
But if you're not moving him, if you're not moving him in the position to work it, even his defense was freaking worthless. It would just piss me off.
The problem, they were playing him over 20 minutes a game.
Right, exactly.
He's a guy who play like 10 minutes.
So my view on what happened, I thought it was embarrassing, man. I thought it was embarrassing for the NBA.
Why?
I thought it was embarrassing for the NBA because it was like, you seen the best player in the league average a triple-double in the finals. And they still couldn't compete with the best team in the league.
Because that's one person, though. So, again.
Well, no, because you, in return, you still have Kyrie, who's a very good player. Very good player.
Yep.
You had J.R. Smith, who definitely contributed.
He contributed, thank you.
At times, yeah.
He definitely contributed. But then you look at the bench, and they barely scored 25 points every game. So it was like, The starters had to overwork.
It's not even just the bench either. Tristan Thompson
has been only showed absolutely up one horrible. Game. Yeah. Maybe
when
the
Stephen
last
Curry
game.
Gets more rebounds than you, I think that's a huge problem.
Yeah. So
that's right.
You know, it was. So for me, it was like you seen KD. I mean, I called it from the beginning of the playoffs. KD was going to win MVP. That was just why they picked him up. You know what I'm saying? It was no way around it.
But his game was totally, I'm not giving up.
It wasn't even that, bro.
No.
When you play,
when they were losing, think about it. When they were losing and Steph couldn't do anything and no one else can do anything, he took over the game. I haven't seen him consistently do that.
Take over.
Into the fourth quarter.
Bro, when you're playing with the best, when you're on, let me tell you something. These are two things I wanted to bring up. When you're working with the best company in the world, let's hypothetically speaking, I'm a app developer and I'm working for Apple. Mm-hmm. They give you only work 4 days a week. That means you have 3 days off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's great.
Still topping sales, still, even when you're off.
Still topping sales. They give you bonuses every 3 months. Wow. You know, and not only that, they recruited you. You know what? We didn't do as good as we wanted to do last year. Do you think you can come play?
Same employee was working for Android the last year.
Exactly.
That Android almost beat Apple in sales, but then lost last second. And then Apple hired the top guy from Android. And then all the Android employees are looking at that dude that just left.
Like,
you traitor. Like a traitor. Exactly. That's Kevin Durant.
But in all reality, where else would you go? In as a company, and as me being the top, one of the top Android developers, where else would I go? China?
He could have also stayed in Android, and if he worked a little bit harder, they could have won a championship.
Or he could have went to Samsung, and he still would have dominated over there. He may not have won in sales, but he would have dominated in sales, and then they would have built a better platform.
Well, bottom line, what I'm trying to say is he dominated. On a bad day, on the worst game, the worst game the Golden State Warriors had, he still dominated. Like, he still had 33, 34 points.
He was a nightmare. He was a nightmare for Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even fair to have that good of a player on the best team in the league.
But pull back.
Not at all.
But pull back. Cleveland had average people that killed everybody.
They always have average people, though.
But because they got the best player in the league, they're going to win regardless. But when you're going up against quality groups of people, that shit don't last. Everybody has to step up every freaking game.
When your second best player is a two-time MVP, that's a tough team to go against.
Yeah.
And the other players actually can dominate.
And the other players made the All-Star game. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson.
Yeah. So remember what you said the year, last Andre Iguodala. Time. You said you got All-Stars and you got
Superstars.
Yes.
They got two superstars and a couple of All-Stars.
Exactly. Yeah. And then one former All-Star and then Andre Iguodala.
Yeah. Right. The Cavaliers got one superstar and
one All-Star.
Ooh, damn, y'all throw so much shade on Kevin Love, man.
No. I skipped Kevin Love. I went straight to Kyrie.
Kyrie, yeah, I see. Damn, that's pretty deep.
I'll call Kevin Love a borderline All-Star. Borderline. And I'll call Kyrie like a high-end All-Star. One that's... could be a superstar in the future. Yeah.
So he's building his superstar stardom.
Superstardom, yeah.
Yeah, so he's building on that. Right. And he shows that he can. Because he was remarkable. He just started missing at the end. Because missing
at the beginning. I felt like he was missing more at the beginning and then caught the rhythm at the end.
The role switched from last finals. Kyrie Irving got hot at the end last finals.
Right.
Stephen Curry started missing. Right. This finals, it was Stephen Curry got hot at the end. He even hit that little grudge three-point shot on Kyrie towards the end, even though he didn't need to. Right, and Kyrie was started missing.
I just blame it more on... When I first seen the Cavaliers lose, I was like, Cavaliers didn't lose. The Warriors really won.
They beat them. The Warriors are It Man. If you watch that movie, they're that character from It Man. Like, every fight, every battle is not competitive for them.
Yeah.
What movie are you talking about?
You never watch It Man?
No.
He's the guy that trained Bruce Lee.
I just, that's what I remember.
Yeah, IP. Like, IP. Yeah.
IP Man.
Okay, well, you watched that movie, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, but.
Two and three and Master, and yeah, they got like 15 of them right
but
now.
But he never had a challenge in that movie. It's just like the Warriors, every match, every game they went against, no challenge. Yeah. No challenge whatsoever. Yeah.
And I didn't like that at all. I knew KD was gonna get it, but it was just like, oh my gosh, y'all was just trashing these people. But LeBron is averaging a triple-double, but
it was about what you said, Shay. It was about KD.
Yeah, that's all it was about.
I didn't think he had the mental fortitude to say, I'm gonna be consistently busting everybody's ass. I just didn't think he would I know he's one of the best players but I didn't think he would consistently do that.
Oh, okay. He moved to the Warriors for that reason. Yeah, so I was not surprised.
Right.
He's the best he's ever been this season.
Yeah.
It's not just because he's on the Warriors. Like, I watched him. Defensively, I've never seen KD be that good defensively.
Because he's free
in OKC
out there. He's not obligated to look behind him, or he's not obligated to over play defense, because everybody got their own man.
And also for the fact that he doesn't have to put as much drain on offense. He doesn't have to put as much effort on offense. It's not just him and Westbrook.
Right.
It's him, Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry.
And the rest of the damn team.
Exactly.
And the rest of the team, literally. You know what I'm saying?
He can step back, yeah.
Yeah, man. And then JaVale McGee, you know, did his little thing with his goofy ass. You know what I'm saying?
He's been very good. Hey, y'all clown him, but he's better than Zaza Pachulia.
Yeah, they're
going to
keep
definitely.
Him. They're definitely going to keep him, dog.
So,
I was impressed.
So look at what, you know, like even the commentators were saying. And this is what I picked up when I saw, I guess it was game three, when they said they just leaving him wide open for dunks. They had to.
Yeah.
Do you guard him going toward the middle and leave three three-pointer shooters on the outside, or you say maybe somebody's going to pick? They had no choice.
Right.
He had a free reign because they was afraid of the three-pointer.
Like, playing the Warriors is like doing statistics. There's so many variables.
Right.
It's exactly. Like, you don't know what to do. It makes your head hurt.
Yeah.
Like, do I guard
they
this guy
confused.
Come to the rim, or is going to pass
them
out to
the first
Curry?
Two games, man, they were confused, man. It was too many open, wide-open drives to the basket.
Because they didn't know what to do.
Right.
So when they were making the threes. So when they said, no, maybe he'll dish off and we'll be there. He didn't dish off because he's KD. I'm going to make this shot because I'm already at the basket. His stride is already there.
The Cavaliers had to make history to beat the Warriors.
Pretty much.
They They made history because
they need divine intervention to beat the Warriors.
they to beat them one game, they shot 24 3-pointers or something.
They broke a record.
They broke the record. That's what I'm saying. They had to make the history.
They still barely beat them.
They had to consistently make history.
They still barely beat them at that.
Right, exactly. So it was like, it wasn't even fair, man. For a true basketball fan, it was just like, wow.
So you knew it was
You proud of this, KD? You proud of it?
And like when his mom kept saying, you did it. You did, like, did what? What did he do?
You proud of this ring that you got? You earned this time. This is what you earned. So I'm not taking it away from him, because you still got to get the ball in the basket. You still got to run up and down that court. You still got to be endurancely fit to do all that. You still got to be on that court. You know what I'm saying? So no one gave him this ring. The company hired him.
He earned
so they can get the ring.
He earned it, but at what cost? It's like you go onto a stat team.
I blame it on the company. I blame it on the company, dog. I blame it on the company wanting the best employees they can have at the company to get the best quality of work out of it.
The main problem of this is the NBA and that new TV deal that allows these players to get outrageous contracts. Because of that, every team, they seem like they got a bottomless pit of a salary cap that it can just sign anybody they want, no matter if they had a stacked team.
They're not winning. So even you paying the money... You're getting kicked out of the goddamn playoffs.
But 10 years ago, the Warriors, with this squad right now, they would not be able to afford KD. No, but with this new TV deal, all these teams got so much money to afford. The fact that a team that won 73 games this season can afford another superstar is
another
ridiculous.
Superstar.
So that's why KD did it, because he could do it. Because the NBA allowed that to happen.
The NBA allowed that bullshit to happen.
After Adam Silver, he found a flaw to the system. He started to he made that incentive that if you make the All-NBA team, your original team can offer you $30 more million than the next team can offer you to combat that. Because he knew he created a problem with that new TV deal.
Right. But feedback on the end result, because I do have to give the Warriors respect, because they still were saying we were going against the best player in the league, and I had to step my game up, because going against LeBron, you never know what was going to happen. And they said that. And I was like, okay. Give him a little credit, which LeBron can do that. LeBron can dominate their ass, and you never know what the result is. But they had a fucking all-star cast.
Yeah.
It's no way in hell that could happen. But they knew that they had to consistently come with their game.
And if LeBron is the best player, KD is unquestionably the second best player. So
it kind of
cancels out.
He definitely showed it. He definitely proved it.
So I want to ask y'all, did y'all see this? So when they announced the MVP, what did y'all see for the playoffs?
When they announced the MVP?
For the finals. Did y'all see it?
Nah.
So Steph Curry was like, yeah. Soon as they announced KD, his ass was like, yeah, what's up? Why?
I don't know
if you
why,
go
though.
Back, because that's his team.
Right, okay.
He's, to me, he looked at it like, I'm hooking my boy up so he can get a ring.
Right.
But I stepped up this year, so I should get the MVP. Because guess what? I'm the unanimous from last year. His whole demeanor looked totally different.
After KD won.
After they announced it, and he came over to him, and he was kind of like,
Because I'm used to being a man of this team.
I am the man.
I'm not
of this.
The man anymore.
Yeah, how did that happen? So I saw that. I just wonder if y'all caught that shit.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. So I noticed his demeanor prior, and then I noticed it after.
So it's like Russell Westbrook when Kevin Durant won the MVP, and then Russell Westbrook was like mugging in the background. It was basically like that.
Yeah, but you know Curry can't mug because it looks obvious. So he kind of like stiffened up. He kind of like stiffened
up.
Yeah, because
Westbrook's always pissed off.
Yeah,
so
you know, he's just going to be that way. But so I thought that was cool. I didn't really want to hear what the Cavs had to say, because what can you fucking say?
True.
It was going to happen. We was hoping y'all would do better. But you got to break records every game to beat them. they only broke records at one game. They couldn't do anything else.
And this is a starting a trend. Now you got Jimmy Butler. Hey, let me go to the Cavaliers.
It's
you got
starting
Paul
a trend.
Hey, let
it's
me go to the Cavaliers. Let me go to the Lakers and let's see if we could get five more superstars. I mean,
exactly. So we'll see. Does that makes the game totally fucked up? Because now
this is the real life Space Jam. Like we gotta fight against the Monstars.
Well, that was the first thing I said. Once I seen them lose that second game, the first thing I said was, regardless if the Cavs lose or win, they're gonna have to get two superstars. Regardless if they're going to have to get two superstars to compete in the finals next year. There's no way they're going to be able to compete with just Kyrie because he's already there. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying two superstars, not including anybody that's on the team other than LeBron.
You said two additional.
So and you may have to get rid of Kevin Love.
Oh, you're going to have to.
Right
at
now,
this
Kevin
point,
Love
yeah.
is gone.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
So what did he do for these playoffs?
He showed up
in a way that they needed his scoring. He showed up with rebounding and some defense.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't show up with they needed his scoring. They need scores. When you're going against Golden State, you have to freaking score.
Yeah, they got
you
a lot of
fight
nice
fire
players
with
on the
fire.
Team. Yep. Yeah, they got a lot of nice players. You know,
I still say it, though. Sorry to cut you off, Sean, I still say it. To this day, the Rockets have the best chance to beat the Warriors
in
the seven-game
series. I was about to say that because you called it earlier with San Antonio. You were like, San Antonio's too old. They're really not going to be able to do anything. The only people that can compete with them would be Houston. And in hindsight, that's the only way. They
fight
would be,
fire with fire.
And that's it. And whoever comes out of the fire is going to win. And it's kind of like, how do we stop them? And they're going to say, how do we stop them?
Mm.
It's just going to be a running game. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
I just don't. It'll be entertaining.
I got you.
That's the best I'm going to get out of it.
But the best thing that can happen, the worst part is, if Houston outscores Golden State and go to the finals, Cleveland got them.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely easy. But the thing about Houston is they just got to face Golden State before they face anybody else because the Spurs are better than them because they're more mentally tough than Houston. While Warriors, they got all these three-point shooters. Houston got all these three-point shooters as well. They can match up better against the Warriors than they can do with the Spurs. And I'm seeing the Rockets in the free agency right now. Daryl Morey, he looks like he wants to break that team up after that debacle. Yeah. I read a report that Patrick Beverley wants out, that they're willing to give up Beverley.
They're willing to give Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, Ryan Anderson.
They
like,
have a good foundation there just because they fell apart.
Yeah, I wanted to wait on that, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, all you got to do is just get some more scores. I mean, you got enough. Keep getting
the
some
big
more.
Deal, the big deal is, I'm kind of glad we brought that up. We're kind of going into tradings. But the deal is, are we going to get a point guard or are we going to keep James Harden as the point guard?
Keep James Harden as the point guard.
But if you can pick up Chris Paul or Derrick Rose, hypothetically speaking,
that would be a bad fit.
Why?
Horrible.
He won't be on the court, dude. We talked about this earlier.
For that team, you need a guy who could stretch the floor. Derrick Rose cannot shoot threes. He's just going to mess. We always talk about system. He's going to mess up the system of the team. He's just going to break that whole team. Everybody and their grandmother on the Rockets can shoot threes.
So what about Chris Paul?
Chris Paul could be a good fit, but at the same time, he won't be
a setup guy.
Yeah, he won't
a flowing guy.
He could shoot, but
Harden
won't be able to fit because both of them need the ball in their hands to be effective. Harden at point guard is perfect.
Right.
What they need is another 3-point scoring wing, a star
like
scoring wing.
Like who they had, Lou Williams.
Paul George is actually a perfect example. Someone similar like that, a guy who can stretch the floor.
Paul George.
I don't think they can even afford them, but Paul George could play without the balls. Probably not as effectively, but they just need another guy who can average 20 a game and can also shoot at least 38% from three.
Yeah. And not afraid of it.
Yes, exactly.
That's part of his game. When, you need somebody with part of their game.
So when James Harden disappears like he did against the Spurs that last game, they need someone else that can score 20 a game to carry that team once James Harden does his magician act.
Yeah, exactly. Being the rabbit.
But, I think y'all got too much hope in the Houston Rockets.
They're the only team that looks likely.
On the West Coast.
No team has a chance, in my opinion.
No team has a chance.
But they're the team that looks most likely.
They have the system that can compete with them.
Because D'Antoni originated that Warriors system. D'Antoni is the pioneer. D'Antoni was on the Suns when Steve Kerr was the general manager. Kerr learned from D'Antoni on how to operate.
He's the Abraham Lincoln
of podcast number three. D'Antoni,
he is the Abraham Lincoln of this new NBA because every team is trying to be like his son.
So he's about to get shot. I'm just saying, because that shit is done with, man. That dude.
Hey, man. You know what? I'll give D'Antoni one more year. One more year, bro.
No, he's like Sam Hinkie for the 76ers. He's just misunderstood right now. He's just misunderstood. Like how Sam Hinkie for the 76ers stockpiled all these draft picks. It's not like, oh, this dude's an idiot. The 76ers are last place for like the past 5 years. Yeah. This guy's an idiot. He's just stockpiling draft picks
that just to keep getting hurt.
And yeah, just to keep getting rid of them. Then what do you know? You got Joel Embiid. You got Ben Simmons. Now you're about to get Markelle Fultz. You got another top pick next year. Plus another top pick from another traded for another team like the Lakers, I believe. You got so many picks.
Young players. So
let's stick with the trades first before we get into the draft. Because these trades or rumor of trades, I found interesting. What's the one you sent to me?
Dwight Howard, dumbass, got traded. Yeah,
thank God.
Your own hometown team doesn't want you.
Marco Bellinelli.
How does that even feel?
Right.
Did you saw the tweet he made 10 minutes before he got traded?
Yeah, he ate it.
Yeah.
So
he made a tweet out and saying that basically, like, what are your thoughts on the trades that's going on so far? So he was just asking a Q&A.
So then, he was just out of the blue.
Yeah, then 10 minutes later, he got traded.
and then within that Q&A, he was like, yeah, I want to start shooting more three-pointers.
Oh, yeah. He's kept saying that. I was like, look at that, like, I'm not sure about that.
Goodbye.
And then, like, bye-bye. Hawk's like, yeah, if you're trying to shoot 3 points, you're out this team.
Not on Atlanta.
Then,
you could do it for the Charlotte Hornets.
Tell me how he did not acknowledge that trade when people kept asking him in the Q&A, but then some random person asked him about where you feel Paul George is going to go to. Then he answered that one.
But he wouldn't answer his own.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's a dinosaur. We already said that.
Yeah.
He's a dinosaur. There's nowhere in the league that needs his skill set.
Nope.
Not his skill set. Unless they say, I just want a big guy.
And I give him 2 years in Charlotte before he gets either released or traded. 2 years.
He's going to be gone before the end of the year.
So I don't even know why they paid the money for that.
I could get Charlotte's stance because Steve Clifford is Charlotte head coach. He used to be part of the Magic staff when Dwight Howard was in his prime under Stan Van Gundy.
Okay.
So I get that part. Right. They have a relationship there.
Okay.
Kemba Walker, like that whole nucleus. Dwight Howard may be the next step to them being a legit playoff team.
I like Karolinko. Is that his name?
Karolinko?
No.
Oh, Karolinko's an old player. That's way back when.
What's the little white boy? Kaminsky. I like Kaminsky, man.
Frank Kaminsky.
I think he's decent, dog. And he's way better mobile than Dwight Howard.
At the same time, I was thinking about that. That kind of creates a glut because you got Frank Kaminsky, who's good. You got Cody Zeller
still there. Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're going to play Cody Zeller and Dwight Howard in the same lineup? He's 7'2", 40, but he's pretty fast. This guard that he's a white boy, but he's pretty fast. The thing is, he can't really shoot.
He's not a shooter
so
at all.
So Dwight Howard can't shoot, although he says he's going to try to shoot threes. I still think Steve Clifford doesn't want him shooting threes. It's just the spacing of Zeller and Howard in the same lineup.
They had to get a super discount on him. They had to get a super discount because I just don't see why they would have picked him up.
They would just take that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the other one he was talking about?
Russell.
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. I thought that was genius for Brooklyn.
Yes.
I thought that was genius for Brooklyn. And trying not to get all the way into the draft, but I believe that the league is doing exactly what we said they were going to do. Preparing for the after LeBron era. I believe that they know that these next 3 to 5 years.
Brooklyn kind of got no choice.
Maybe so. Longer. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Philly.
Oh, yeah. You know? Philly's definitely preparing. You know,
so I believe within these next 3 to 5 years, there's a lot of teams. And that trade showed me that.
Philly's like North Korea with the nuclear missiles.
Like, yeah, they're like, oh, don't worry. Don't you worry. We're
going to
use these once we're ready. Once everything is ready and prepped up, we finna launch these motherfuckers. So, yeah, I believe Philly in the next 7 years, as long as everybody that they have stay, are going to look a little bit better than Minnesota Timberwolves. Because Minnesota did the same thing. I think so, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because Andrew Wiggins, he's kind of peaking right now.
Right.
Karl Anthony Towns, he looks like the one that could be a legit superstar. Yep. But Sixers, they got Embiid if he stays healthy, which is a big if.
As long as he stays healthy.
He could look like a legit superstar. I'm still super sold on Ben Simmons. I believe he could be a superstar. And then you got Markel Fultz.
Yep. Who's coming this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, I think they're playing smart. They know that they're not going to win. They know they're not going to make the playoffs in the next 4 years.
Who's that?
Philly.
I think this is the last year they probably won't make the playoffs.
Okay.
I think this is the last year. After that, they're going to be like on the 8th to 5th seed, and then probably like 4 years later, going to be contending with the first seed.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think a lot of teams.
You got to factor in the Eastern Conference is pretty weak.
Yeah.
So they won't make the playoffs. That's why I'm not really denying
that. So that you're absolutely right.
So Eastern Conference.
So on the East. So I just think a lot of teams. New York is going to end up doing the same thing.
Oh no!
Everybody is going to be prepping.
Not what they're trying to do with Kristaps Porzingis.
They're trying to get rid of everybody. They're trying to dismantle the whole team.
They're going
to
be set back by 25 years. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So the number,
if they get rid of Porzingis, it's over.
I feel like the top 8 teams for the next 3 to 5 years is going to be Miami, Detroit, Toronto.
Definitely Milwaukee. You got to put Milwaukee in there.
Milwaukee still, they're in there. Yeah,
Giannis has potential to be the best player in the NBA in a few years.
You're right. Charlotte's still going to be in the competing. They are. Because it's going to be a fight between Charlotte and Detroit. I think those are going to be the number 9, number 8 teams that's going to be battling. So
bottom level
years.
Type deal, right?
Yeah. But the rest of the teams that I'm not bringing up, I mean, the obvious, okay, the Cavaliers.
Boston.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Boston got top 5 picks for next 5 years.
They're still going to make the playoffs.
And they're still one of the best teams in the East. It's crazy. Right.
So I feel like nothing's really going to change for at least another 3 years.
Right.
On the East.
On the East side. So, Shay, when we were talking about Boston the last podcast, and we were saying they got the number 1 pick, and then you got Isaiah Thomas. And you was like, they need to trade Isaiah Thomas because you're getting a number 1 pick. That makes no sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But they
didn't. Trade their number 1 pick.
Because they trade the number 1 for the number 3.
Right.
But they're going to get a good pick anyway.
They're
still going to get it. And then they get a 3 and pick up somebody that's still quality to just match with their system.
That was the next best option.
Yeah.
That was definitely the next best option. And now, for the Celtics, you might have a glut at the 3 spot. Because you got these candidates, Josh Jackson, Jason Tatum, whichever one is going to go to the Celtics. Right. They're small forwards. You also got Jay Crowder and Jalen Brown, kind of similar. So, say it again?
Rouser, the rookie they picked up last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, Jalen Brown.
No, not Jalen. The other young dude, Rouser.
Rouser?
R-O-Z-I-E-R.
Rozier.
Rozier.
He said
Rouser.
Rouser.
This is going to be his 3rd year. He's a point guard, so he's going to create a glad debt, but these guys are kind of similar to Josh Jackson, Brown, and Crowder.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Josh Jackson might be better than both of them, yes, but they're already kind of similar players.
Right.
But then again, because of that trade, you pick up another high draft pick for next year. Mm. On top of that, you still got Brooklyn's first round pick, which definitely with that Lopez trade, they're right. definitely going to be number right. one again.
Yep. Yeah.
So you can yeah. get another point guard next year. Let's say if you don't want to resign Isaiah Thomas in the free agency, then you can easily replace him next year.
And I just think he's the brand. And when I said earlier, I think he's the brand now. And if he can show consistency this season coming up, he's not going anywhere. They're just going to have great supporting
players.
But would
you want to pay him $170
million?
Because that's what he's going to be commanding. Because I don't know why would he command for anything less.
So basically, I'm going with your point real quick.
Right.
As far as the superstardom, who's going to replace him on Boston?
Now, we got to wait and see who they draft. To see who's going to replace
take
him.
A little bit, though.
It's going to be depend on who they draft and who they sign in this free agency. Because you got your candidates. You got Gordon Hayward.
I heard about that.
You got Paul George who could be traded.
Millsap,
you got Jimmy
Millsap's
Butler.
Millsap's out there.
Millsap, yeah.
Not
yeah,
for the Celtics, but Millsap is out there.
Yeah, right. Atlanta Hawks are looking for a sign and trade. So maybe Millsap could be a possibility. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Celtics want to take on that. Because remember, we're talking about life after LeBron. Millsap is life during LeBron.
And they still
don't have a chance.
Now, real quick, do you feel like Millsap will sacrifice and go to the Cavaliers? I think that's the best place
I think that's pretty likely.
So Millsap in place of
nobody, just they're picking
just
him
straight up.
Yeah, that's a straight up pick.
But yeah, at the same time, then where does Millsap want to be a backup? Which I don't think he would want to be a backup.
Well, again, that's the first superstar. The second superstar is going to have to be in replacement of
Kevin Love.
But exactly. Millsap's not a superstar. Honestly, he's on the same boat with Kevin Love.
Yeah.
They're on similar levels. Just that Kevin Love
spreads the wings, spreads the floor.
It's just the thing about Kevin Love, why they might need to replace him is because he's getting near the Derrick Rose label, as in damaged goods.
Yeah. Mm.
This is a guy you can't trust to stay healthy. You don't know when he's going to break down. He looked like he's going to break down very soon.
He played
He played awesome
in
these playoffs, yes.
But it wasn't
he keeps
enough.
Getting hurt. That
it
too.
It wasn't his fault, though. I don't believe it was his. When you get 17 points and 21 rebounds in the first game and you lose, you can't blame that on Kevin.
But I was good even with that. But after that, he was picking up too many fouls early again, so he had to sit out. Remember, Kevin Love is a rhythm guy. If he doesn't stay in the game in a rhythm, he's not productive.
Yeah, good point.
And when he got out of those last couple of games in that way, he couldn't score.
Yeah, and you got chronic injuries. Chronic injuries.
On top of that.
Yeah. You don't want to invest in a player with that many injuries. At this age, his body's going to break down eventually in a very near future.
And he's an
all-star.
Could
break down next season.
Good
point.
For a team, he's an
all-star.
So
you might
want to
replace
that. They need an all-star to be consistent. That's why Derrick Rose is in the same condition. You don't know if he's going to be there or not. And you don't want to have your team depend on him. And then he's fucking gone. You know, so again, I like Derrick Rose. I mean, Kevin Love. I do. But you're paying him too much money, and you're depending on him to step
too
up
much.
More.
Right.
And that's not who he is. So
would you get busted
pay.
Up Jays? That's basically Kevin Love right now, busted up Jays. I mean, if they're in perfect condition, you want to buy it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But when they're busted up, they're like, do you really want to invest in some busted up Jays?
Right.
No. Yeah, but they're 1982. Nah, they still busted, though.
Exactly.
We still. So.
Okay.
I'm saying. So draft-wise. When we're looking at the draft, top five, what are you looking at?
Well, it's a pretty point guard heavy draft.
Right.
I say top five will be Fultz, Ball, Jackson, Tatum, and Fox.
Yeah.
And Tatum and Jackson probably could be interchangeable,
exactly.
But it's definitely going to be my order.
Okay.
I'm pretty much the same. Everything... It's a lot of young. It's a lot of young players, man. Coming
all
in
freshmen,
here, which is also going to let you know that 4 years from now, most of them not going to be here. I'm also going to say I did peep game on some of the international players coming in. There's this German. This fucker's name is like
Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yes, boy, I seen that man trailer. He looks good. He looks really good.
So he's playing in the league, or he's just
well, he's on the market. He may get drafted this year.
Okay.
And then the French guy, it's like Nate some shit, Nithrins or.
You mean he's Belgium?
No, he's
black.
The young black kid from France.
Yeah, he's Belgium.
Oh, he's okay.
Belgian. French. Yeah, Belgian. Speak French. Frank Nillet. See, I got to see the pronunciation again, but I know what you're talking about. I just cannot pronounce that last name. Frank Nillitkina.
Yeah, Nillitkina.
Yeah, Nillitkina. Yeah, I think that's his last name. Nillitkina.
I want to see where he goes. You know what I'm saying?
There's rumors he might go to the New York Knicks. He's a 6'5", 100.
Yeah.
He's a 6'5", 170 pound point guard. He's a very good passer. It's just the point of him is strength and defense.
Right.
It's just still because he's international. You don't know what you're going to get because you got guys like Fultz, Ball, Fox, Dennis Smith. You got all these guys who proven it on the college level. So you know you have a better indication on who they are and who they could be in the NBA than Nillitkina.
Yeah. Frank Nillitkina.
Yeah, Nillitkina.
Yeah, that's his name.
Good fit for the New York Knicks.
I really like the German, though. He looks better than Porzingis. He has more weight.
Let's not go too far there. Porzingis is a 77-foot-3 unicorn now. This guy averages 20 and 8 in like 2-3 blocks a game. Let's not go. You sound like Phil Jackson right now.
I like the way his trailer looked. You know, Isaiah Hartenson.
I mean, a lot of guys have good trailers.
He has more
That's
weight
the point
than Porzingis.
Of a trailer.
This is what I say. He has more weight than Porzingis. He's a lot more aggressive
Not by
in the
much.
Paint. He's a lot more aggressive in the paint. Defensively, I would definitely have to see, but he definitely knows how to spread the floor also. So I'm
Porzingis got Curry range from three. So
right, but that's what I'm saying. I can't wait to see who picks him up. Because I'm pretty sure somebody's.
He's like a mid first round pick right now. He's projected
exactly. So
closer to 20 than.
Yeah, anything. Like 15 to 20. That's his range right now.
Okay. He'll get paid.
Oh, but, yeah, definitely. He's European, so of course.
Yeah, who is my most interesting prospect right now is this kid, Harry Giles. I could call him a kid because he's like 19 years
right.
old.
So, he's like 20, right?
So, like, Harry Giles. He was projected to be the number one pick before this college season.
Oh.
But since he had a lot of ACL injuries in high school, he was still recovering in Duke. It was like he... Once he performed, he only got limited minutes under Duke. And once he did, he was still extremely raw because he was still recovering from the injuries.
He's still going to be a top 10 pick, though, huh?
They talk in Atlanta. That's why they let Wetchgola go.
His range varies. His range could be from top 10 to like late first round pick. Like you don't know with this player because he's the ultimate high risk, high reward guy.
Right.
This guy is compared to Chris Webber in high school. So you can either get a guy like Chris Webber or you get a guy that probably is not gonna be in the NBA in 3 years.
Right.
You don't know with Harry Giles because he has so many injuries. He's
gambling on that one.
If it wasn't for the injuries, this guy would be a definite top 5 pick. This guy could be the player that Celtics would have drafted if they still had that number one pick. It'd be Harry Giles.
Brandon Roy, Grant Hill.
Was he a junior?
Yeah, could be. Huh? He's
Harry
a freshman.
Giles. He was a freshman too.
Yeah, he's a freshman. One and done. Out of Markelle Fultz, Dennis Smith, Lonzo Ball, he was the number one prospect at one point. He was the guy that was supposed to be the number one pick. But injuries.
Yeah.
After all these injuries, he's not the same player right now, and he's still recovering, but you're not sure if he could ever regain back his high school form in the NBA. But when teams are going to draft him, that's what they're banking on.
Right.
If he can recover that old Harry Giles. But if you're drafting him around like 15, 17, this is a good value pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you're drafting in the top 10, I think I'll avoid it.
Too much of a risk. Okay.
And he's a big man, too. So it's kind of, you know.
It's almost similar to, DeAndre Jordan. I could make that example. DeAndre Jordan never had any injuries or whatnot. But in high school, he was projected to be the fifth pick of the draft, like a top 5 pick.
Damn.
A definitely top 5 pick, yeah. But once he went into college, he was so raw that he got like 19 minutes a game, if that. So because of that, his draft stock fell to a second round pick. Right. Then the Clippers took a shot on him in the second round. Right. And then once he did, DeAndre Jordan became every bit the player he was thought of to be from high school.
Right.
So Harry Giles is in that similar prospect right now.
And I think that's why Adam Silver is because I heard that he was going to be thinking about taking off the little high school thing again. How he's going to start.
Just pull it off.
Yeah, he's going to start letting the last year high school players come back in the league again because of all of these first round freshmen.
Yeah.
Because he was like, basically, it failed. He was like, this high school, not letting high schoolers in, failed. At the end of the day, we still got a bunch of freshmen coming in the league.
If Harry Jones came straight from high school, he would have been a top five pick.
Exactly.
He still had the ACL injuries and whatnot, but people would not have seen him in the college game. So right. He was still in the top five.
Yeah, seeing the decline in it. So
exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, that's interesting, man. These drafts, man, are such a toss-up, man. It's going to be a couple trades tonight, man. Draft is tonight at, what, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Eastern Standard Time. So... I'm looking for the trades. I can't wait for somebody to be like, hey, Ricky Rubio, congratulations. You're out of a job.
Speaking of that, the Timberwolves, they are in a position right now.
Either go up or go down.
Like
they really...
It's also signaling where they are as a franchise based on who they draft. They could draft this guy named Jonathan Isaac if he falls to them. He's like 6'11", 200 pounds, but this is like one of those anorexic basketball players.
Yeah, one of those fast, lanky, so much potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can stretch the floor like a Kevin Durant.
Like Ingram.
Ingram. Mm-hmm. That's what you worry about. Is it going to be another Brandon Ingram? Is he going to underperform in the NBA? Or you could get a guy like Dennis Smith who... Also, like kind of like Harry Giles, he was up there with Fultz and Ball. Actually, he was over Ball as one of the top prospects in his draft coming in. Him and Fultz were the number one and number two picks, well, along with Harry Giles. Like, they were the top three picks.
Okay.
But Dennis Smith went to NC State, and because NC State, in terms of popularity, isn't like UCLA.
Right, exactly.
Fultz is Washington. NC State was also a bad team.
Right.
So he got part of the blame. But he's kind of like under the radar. Timberwolves might draft him, but they draft him. What about Chris Dunn from last season that they drafted? A 6'4", 220-pound point guard that they drafted last year with, I believe it was the fourth pick of the draft. But he... played so horribly in the rookie season. So are they going to give up on Chris Dunn already?
No, I think Minnesota definitely going to have to make some type of... This draft isn't going to help Minnesota. They're going to have to use this full free agency to their advantage. And if they don't, they're going to be fighting... They're not even going to be fighting to get in the playoffs. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, they're going to be in the same point they was last year.
How many top picks can you get before you realize, we got to start trying to get like a serious veteran player instead of just keep stockpiling picks? And it seems like it's working for the 76ers, but for the Timberwolves, outside of Karl Towns and Andrew Wiggins, well, and Zach LaVine, too. They're a good nucleus, but now you got a guy like Chris Dunn who – almost looks like a wasted pick right now. So are you going to take another flyer on another young prospect you're not really sure you can get at that spot?
They're
going
to need some veterans, man. They need to shop for Iguodala. They need to shop for a couple veterans.
They need to
see
if they could get Jimmy Butler, because Tom Thibodeau used to coach Jimmy Butler.
Yep, you absolutely right.
So they need to see if they could get Jimmy Butler.
So they definitely going to need some type of massive move. That's gonna because I'm gonna tell you, New Orleans is gonna fuck around and make the playoffs next year.
Yeah,
if they pick up the right point guard, they pick up the right point guard, they're gonna make the playoffs.
And then going back to the Timberwolves, Zach LaVine is also a question mark. Are you gonna keep Zach LaVine, or are you gonna do a James Harden and trade him before you realize
he actually
what
is fully developed?
Yeah,
and I think they're gonna trade him.
He's coming off an ACL injury, so you got to factor that in. And the Timberwolves, it just seems to me they play better when Zach LaVine is a sixth man, not the starter.
Yeah,
because
they do.
You got too many guys to watch the ball.
And they got him playing a point
too
guard,
many cooks
too.
Too in the kitchen.
Like, well, Zach LaVine plays in the NBA. Zach LaVine played way better off the ball.
They transitioned him back to shooting guard now, but it's just still, you got too many cooks in the kitchen with Wiggins, LaVine, and Towns in the same lineup.
So, you're right. Same height, same type of defense.
Yeah, relegating
one
of them to the bench. Yeah, all three of them can't play defense. Mm-hmm. Towns can't play defense. Mm-hmm. Wiggins can't play defense. LaVine can't play defense.
Yeah, so they're going
to
have to.
You got
to
relegate one of them to the bench and make LaVine like that Manu Ginobili type player for the bench. James Harden.
That
when he was
OKC. James Harden, exactly.
Will LaVine accept that role? That is the question.
I feel that's a good point because I feel like if he don't and he decides
he's
to run and chase the money,
just like Harden, he's out of here.
But he's not gonna be nothing nowhere else. I don't.
You
feel
think
like,
LaVine was a 28 game scorer before he got hurt.
He was, but I think he needs that support cast to have that 20 point a game. You know
but
what
then
I'm
we
saying?
Say the same thing about Harden when he left.
And he just got real selfish. Yeah. He just turned into a very selfish
player. But he became
player.
A superstar.
Yep.
Turning into a selfish player.
I mean, but, you know, most superstars are selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're superstars. They can score like
Give
that.
Give me the goddamn ball. Do that. Period. Yeah.
If you can't stop me, I'm a superstar.
True.
You got to stop me in order for me to be an all-star. But I'm a superstar. You can't stop me. You know what? New Orleans only have one pick, bro. And it's number 40.
Yeah, because they traded their first-round pick for DeMarcus Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So their main aim right now is going to the free agency.
Free agency.
Now, they're a team that, like I was saying with the Timberwolves, that they just had so many high draft picks. They scored with Anthony Davis. They didn't really score with Buddy Hield, but that all in all, that led them to get DeMarcus Cousins. Now they're looking to compete with Anthony Davis because Anthony Davis could be one of those long line of superstars who eventually, once his contract starts coming in, he's probably going to want to get traded. He's probably going to want to leave. So they need to figure out ways to win now to keep him happy.
Yeah, true story.
But they need that point guard there to kind of
definitely
help him out.
Yeah, but give them the confidence. They need some confidence in New Orleans. That's all they need. They just need to know that they can win. And I think they need to have a winning point guard or winning mentality point guard.
But if they can't get Chris Paul, who else can they get? Because Kyle Lowry looks like he's probably going to come back to the Raptors.
Yeah.
Mm. Or Chris Paul could even go to the Spurs or Clippers. So who are they going to get?
He's wide open. He can go wherever he decides to go. Who's ever, you know, wooing him to go there, if he feels this is competitive. But I think he wants to win. So he's not going to just anybody. He's going to say, this is the best competitive area.
Why would we want to go to a team like the Pelicans, although they got Cousins and Davis, a team that still couldn't even make the playoffs? Would you rather go to the San Antonio Spurs, who still has this nucleus around them?
Or Cleveland?
I don't think
he's not going to Cleveland.
You can't
have
Kyrie and Chris Paul on the same team.
I don't
that's
think so
that's not
going
to work out.
Really? You don't think so?
Defensive purposes. For both of them can't defend point guards. They can't. None of them can defend shooting guards. Then on the offensive end, both these guys need the ball in their hands to operate. Kyrie Irving's not an off-ball player. You could play that with LeBron, but with Irving, Paul, and LeBron James, that's too many cooks in the kitchen again.
Yeah.
Paul's a facilitator. Paul needs to have the ball full time. He doesn't need to share anybody else because he is the floor general. Right. He can't have two floor generals in the same lineup.
Good point. Yeah, I agree. Because that's his game.
Yeah, exactly,
And he does it well, but that's his
game. Are you
going to
have Chris Paul play shooting guard? You can't have Chris Paul. You can't have Kyrie Irving play off ball. He already does it with LeBron.
Yeah, it's two small guards. That's not going to work.
How are they going to defend DeMar DeRozan? 6'8" DeMar DeRozan. You got Chris Paul and Kyrie Irving on the same line. He's just going to post them all day.
Yeah, it's going to be times where they have to be out on the court together. Because they produce so much, they create so much. So, yeah, man, that's gonna be tough.
So we'll see. But I don't think the major trades is gonna hit tonight.
I think it's gonna be one. Yeah, dog.
I'm sorry for you, Knicks, but Kristaps Porzingis might be gone tonight. He might be gone.
What the fuck?
He might be gone. He could go to Boston, you know. We got that third pick. You know, Phil Jackson likes Josh Jackson. Who knows? He could come to Boston. I'll, Noah, if he actually trades Kristaps for Porzingis, part of me will feel sorry for the Knicks fans. One of them, including you. One of them for my homeboy Juan Gabriel. I'm just kidding. I'm laughing y'all faces. This is hilarious right now. Absolutely hilarious seeing this to Knicks fans.
Yeah,
like,
man,
dumps the fire, dude.
One thing he finally gets right with Kristaps Porzingis, drafting Kristaps Porzingis. Although the whole Madison Square Garden, whole Radio City Music Center booed him.
Yep.
They booed him once he got drafted, but they got him right. This guy turns out he to be the second best player from that draft to Karl Anthony Towns. But guess what?
He's still on
They're
going to
trade him.
I don't know. I don't know what they thinking, man. They drink too much, bro. Drink too much.
So
I think that's what
again.
It is.
You know, where would Carmelo go? You know, again, that's that other. See, and I would hate to see him in Cleveland. I would hate to see his ass there.
Also, I also feel like he's another player that will make no difference between the Warriors winning a championship.
No.
So,
no.
Even if he goes to Cleveland, that's not like he's not going to change things. If he goes to another Eastern Conference team, they're not going to beat the Cavaliers.
He has to come off the bench.
He's a bench guy.
If I would say he has to come off the bench, but
I don't think he's a major contributor anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't make a huge difference anymore.
He would be more like my boy from Golden State.
He's becoming almost like Dwight Howard in a sense that his not saying he's like Dwight Howard in terms of skill level. But I'm saying
careful.
Yeah, I know he's. I don't like him, but
his play style is becoming almost extinct. Like he's become more of a dinosaur. That ISO play style where I got to have the ball in his hands and everybody else get the fuck out the way.
Yeah, ball
like,
stopper.
That play style is slowly becoming extinct.
Teams have no use for that anymore. You gotta run the ball.
Unless you can, stretch the floor like James Harden, if you're doing that, or unless you're like, unless you can stretch the floor and facilitate for others like James Harden, you gotta move the ball.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do that.
No.
And I don't think that's ever gonna be his game.
So, what team can have that player and compete with the Warriors and the Cavaliers and the NBA?
So, people are ignorant. I always look at that because, again, I'll use the analogy. You got a $50,000 salary, but you buy a Mercedes for $60,000. Mm-hmm. You do not realize that the cost of maintaining that is way over what you actually paid for. And with him, they're going to pay a lot of money for this guy, and you're not going to be able to maintain what you really want to get done. He's not worth the value that he's priced for right now.
Not at all.
So unless people just don't do anything and he sits there and he said, I just want to leave and take a cut in pay, it's just worthless. But somebody's going to say, ooh, that's a shiny little nickel right there. I'm going to buy it, which is dumb as hell. Because once again, they picked up Dwight Howard. Why would you continue to pick this dude up? The games, who you competing with, he doesn't compete with those other teams. He can't do that. Because you won't be successful. You're just filling a slot. And why pay for it? To me, that's just ignorant. But
just my opinion.
Anywho. So, guys.
Yeah, that's
very good. We'll be looking at, in our next segment, we're looking at the draft results. Because it's probably going to be really, really interesting. Back to your point. There's going to be some really stupid trades.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You know
for
the
them.
Knicks are going to make at least one or two.
Yeah, at a minimum.
Lakers are probably going to trade Ingram or the second pick. Who knows? I mean, I think they're going to take Lonzo Ball, but you never know with the Lakers. I felt trading D'Angelo Russell was a little bit like
it was definitely a extreme. Definitely. Yeah, but that kind of it didn't throw me. I kind of seen it coming, but it was still like. Really? For Lonzo?
I mean, but the reason they traded D'Angelo Russell was just so they could get that Timothy Mozgov contract out of there. But,
because they spent so much money to get that man up there. So, good point.
Why did you sign him to that huge... I mean, I know it was under different management, yes. Mm-hmm. But why would you sign Timothy Mozgov of all people to that huge contract in the first place? That contract is so bad, you had to get one of your young stars out of there just to get that contract off.
Wow.
Off your bank, off your pockets. Like, really?
Ugly.
I mean, D'Angelo Russell, he hasn't performed up to expectations, yes, but mm-hmm. he has showed the flashes that this guy could still be everything he was built up to be.
Well, we'll see. And the thing is, what bothers me even when we're looking at this, and I'm going to go back to what we started with, are you building a team to compete with Golden State next year or within the next couple of years?
Hmm.
I don't know if anybody is building for next year.
You can't build. No. No team can compete against the Warriors. If no. I was a GM, I'm like, if I'm in the East, I'm like, okay, maybe winning the Eastern Conference is cool, so I could build for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got LeBron, so like, we got to wait till after LeBron retires. But if you're in the Western Conference, you got to think about, okay, no team is
what
touching the
Warriors. What are we
really
competing to do? What are we investing in?
Exactly.
What are we really investing in?
What is the purpose of having this team if we know they're not going to beat the Warriors? Not even close.
Right.
That's what I think of as a GM. Something like, you know what? Let's trade all these overpaid stars. Let's get them out of here. Yeah. Let's build
let's
for the future.
Let's trade these old busters. Trade these old busters and let's train and practice and prep our. Okay, how old are you? You 25? Okay, let me see.
I'm like,
you'll be 30 by the time LeBron leaves.
You're good.
You know what? Let's put a little bit of money in your pocket.
But if you're 28, you're averaging 25 a game, you want $200 million a year, like, I'm sorry,
nah,
I'm going to have to let you leave.
You know what? You can go to the D-League for all I give a
test
shit.
Test the market, brother.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're talking about this, but in the long run, this is the drought era. This is the drought time of the NBA. This is going to be the time where you're going to be like, man, this is some bullshit. They got some, and then this is going to be the time where you are going to look at a lot of these stars and you're not going to see the potential in them, and you're not going to see how good they really are because they're playing against the Cavs, because they're playing against the Warriors. State, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So these next 2 or 3 years, my personal belief is we're going to be like, man, these players are really good, but damn, when they play against the Warriors, they just are trash.
So
you know what I'm saying?
What you're going to have right now is going to have like the three teams are going to compete for the championship. That's going to be the Cavaliers, Warriors, probably Spurs, Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have the teams who are just there just to look pretty and to gain revenue. That's like the Raptors, Wizards, who else in the East? Well, I guess Rockets could be in there. I mean, I say they could still possibly beat the Warriors, but the Rockets could be in there. But teams like that, teams that have superstars or star players that they know they can't beat the LeBron James or the Kevin Durant in the NBA, but they can at least make their team revenue.
Yep.
Toronto Raptors, perfect example. You got Drake up in there. Yep. You got Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. Makes that team attractive to watch, you know.
And so, people enjoy them.
Exactly.
They got a good one.
Yeah, I love that team.
They're not going to be the Cavaliers, but they can make them money.
So what do you think is going to be the Warriors' downfall?
No, honestly, if Kevin Durant decides, like, if he wants to pull LeBron, let's take a championship back to OKC or something, that might be a downfall.
So
I can't see a downfall.
I don't see a downfall. The way KD is, I don't see it. He pulled them up when you can physically see in their eyes that they was like,
"We need
man,
you.
What can we do?"
Oh,
and he just went out there and was like,
"You want me to do what?
Let's put it back together."
All right, y'all sit back. Check this out.
And he did it when he was the only one on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you had goddamn Curry and I think whatchacallit was on the bench too. He just kept scoring. He just kept scoring. Either it was three-pointers or he was just taking it to the basket. He kept scoring.
He's a 7-foot player who plays like a shooting guard. Can you even stop
you
that?
You can't.
He's Dirk Nowitzki on steroids, pretty
unless
much.
Unless he stops, it doesn't stop. And even when you put him on the bench and you put a 12-point lead.
I was like, gee, now we don't have to deal with Kevin Durant anymore. Like, oh no, it's Stephen Curry. Like, mm-hmm. What can you do? Klay Thompson.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's the only thing that I had hope for was Cleveland will show some competitive nature to say, look,
they could show all the competitive nature.
No,
they can.
I was thinking this season that just left, that say, well, they won in 6, they won 2. This is the only way you can compete with them. But the only way they won was breaking freaking records. You can't do anything more than that. You have to play at the highest level each and every game to beat them. No one does that. No one.
I think their egos is going to be the downfall of the Golden State
Warriors. Warriors and egos? Is that even...
This is why I say that.
Trying to elaborate, yeah.
Yeah, this is why I say that. After the Golden State Warriors win their next ring, 2018, because it's going to happen, I believe that light skin is going to start taking over. That I'm not the man anymore is going to start taking over. Not necessarily for Steph Curry, because this is still Steph Curry's team. But I feel like...
I don't think so.
I feel like Draymond and Klay Thompson are going to be like... Well, something's got to change.
Klay Thompson was already interviewed on this, and he says he does not care. He said he doesn't care to be the man.
And the funny part, I heard him talk all this reckless honesty. I mean, if you got KD on the team, of course we're going to win. I mean, you ain't got to do nothing with KD.
I believe these players, because you know what? These guys are former... These guys are sons of former NBA players. So they already been to these locker rooms. They've already been mentored on this. They're already more trained. They were more prepared to be professionals than most players in the NBA because they're sons of former players.
Right.
Yeah, so because of that, I feel like they don't have the egos because of that. They know the big picture is
I just don't think Draymond's going to be... I think come 2019,
Draymond's a player who
the team is going to start getting dismantled.
But Draymond's go ahead.
I was about to say Draymond's a player who doesn't average 20 a game. And anyway, he's happy being the glue guy. He's happy being the intangible guy. So I don't think it's going to affect them either.
Y'all are talking about now.
So in the future, I still don't think that's going to change.
Take a couple of years off. I think in all of their mind, they should have had 3 championships.
Right, yeah.
In their mind, 3 championships. We need to show everybody that was a fluke. Even with KD. Mm-hmm. And now with KD, you hear them playing it off, not one, not two. They can say that shit and almost be like, you got that right. I don't think that's the issue. The only issue would be is I want more money.
I think the team that can save us from the madness of the Warriors are just the Milwaukee Bucks. We just got to pray. Because Giannis Antetokounmpo, he looks like he could possibly be the best player in the next 2 years.
Okay.
You got Jabari Parker, who's coming off a double ACL injury.
Yeah.
We're not sure what he could be since he's coming off two ACL surgeries. Yeah. But
he's been injured since he came in the league, though.
Exactly.
But
so,
you got to beat Cleveland first.
I think Jabari Parker could actually reach that full form.
Yeah.
And then you got Thon Maker, who's looking really good.
Right, the new long, lanky black rookie.
Exactly. Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah.
And in the mock draft, actually, they were projected to get Harry Giles. So let's say if
gets his small forward. That
was the power forward center I was talking about.
Right, okay, power forward center.
So,
gotcha.
If they get all these players, Giannis becomes the best player in the NBA. This is a team Warriors got to watch out for because Giannis is about 6'11", 7', just like Kevin Durant, long and
they need consistency. If Milwaukee don't have consistent scores,
right.
they don't have legitimate scores that can go against.
He's a 20 a game scorer, and he's a point guard.
Who?
He's basically a 7-foot
point guard.
They still
need somebody else, though.
Giannis. Jabari Parker, if he recovers and becomes 100%, that's another 20 a game scorer.
Right.
You got Thon Maker, who looks like he could be a legit scorer. You got Malcolm Brogdon, who is one of the front runners for Rookie of the Year.
Right.
I mean, you got
they got on the bench, though?
You got Greg Monroe, who by that time will probably be off the team.
Yeah.
But you got Dellavedova, who
true.
Curry, who he's like a Curry stopper. You got all these pieces. I feel like the Bucks might be one of these teams that could possibly knock off the Warriors because they got one thing. Well, I won't say the Warriors lack right now because they got Kurt Durant, but they used to lack length.
So are we?
And Bucks have length in abundance.
Are we sleeping on the
yes,
Wizards?
Yes, we are sleeping on. Are we sleeping on the Wizards? The Wizards because could beat the Cavaliers possibly in the future, but they could definitely not beat the Warriors.
No. I definitely think they can beat the Wizards. I definitely think they can beat the Cavs, but they're going to need a Paul George's Gordon
but
Hayward
not gonna get
type
a Paul
of player.
George or Gordon Hayward. They're not.
Why?
There's no rumors that they're going to come to the Wizards, and I believe Wizards can't even afford them at this point with the contract they have with Wall, and they got Beal in his contract.
Markieff Morris.
Markieff Morris, he's probably a player that'll be moved, but I don't think they're going to have like another key player.
Okay.
It's just dependent on how if John Wall can take another level again like he did this year.
Oh, he did,
yeah. Yeah, Bradley Beal can be a superstar. Who knows?
I like Beal. I do. I think he's competitive.
Then you got
he gives you.
But can the organization give another player? To your point,
that's the thing. I don't think they could even afford another player at this point with all the contracts that they got to attend to. You got Otto Porter,
Otto Porter,
they're definitely going to have to pay.
They're going to have to get rid of his ass, dog. I'm sorry,
he's a very good glue player. He was one of the leaders in 3-point percentage, and he was one of the front runners for most improved player of the year this year as well.
If he gets a lot of rebounds, get another player, I would definitely pay him less. Or put him on the market.
Harrison Barnes treatment, definitely.
Right.
But I mean, the Wizards, I just can't see anybody wanting to go there.
Right.
If you could choose the Celtics, who beat the Wizards, why would you want to go to the Wizards?
To the Wizards.
I could see.
I could see that.
I mean, if Kevin Durant does a whole LeBron thing coming home, then goes to the Wizards, then that is a problem.
That's
right
a different
there.
Story.
I think he wants. He'll do a couple of years there.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No chance. Not at all.
Why not though?
Because Kevin Durant, he already said he does not want to go back to DC because he doesn't want the people he grew up with trying to leech off him.
No. Fame. I'm saying I don't think he's leaving Golden State.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay, yeah.
No, he's not leaving.
Who wants to leave California?
He must stay
here until he retired at this point.
Who wants to leave California?
Hanging out with Lil B and whatnot, like their friends
would be like
now,
the Lakers.
You know?
Yeah, hey, here's a legacy we building right here. And they can do it.
You know, KD still likes to rap. He can produce his own rap career in the Bay. Who knows?
That's right. He can do it. He'll be like Shaq, you know.
Y'all silly.
Shaq Fu. So, anywho. So thanks a lot, fellas. That's our NBA podcast for Old Car Wax. And we'll see you next time with our draft results and free agency predictions. Because I think we're going to be seeing some exciting changes. And again, things may flip a whole different direction. But I still think Golden State's going to be intact. But
I think you should just give the title to Golden State right now for
next
season.
Just put it on their mantle and just go from there. And just say in 2 years, maybe we'll see something different.
Hey, the Big Three is about to come on too, FYI.
The Big Three?
Yeah, the Ice Cube Big Three League.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that's actually going to be a good show to watch?
It's Ice Cube. First off, it's Ice Cube.
I don't know. I just don't like the 4-point shot. Why do you got a 4-point shot?
Why not?
Right.
Oh, this seems like a gimmick to me, but I'm going to watch it.
You know why? It's not only just a gimmick, because the Olympics just changed it and confirmed that they were going to be doing 3-on-3s also.
The Olympics?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't care. All I know is Ice Cube was ahead of the game.
Because the Olympics in basketball is like the Warriors. Like, it's just USA. You already know you're going to win. So might as well do something different.
You get three people, what you going to do? Yeah. So that's what's up. And shout out to rest in peace, Prodigy.
Yes, sir. Yeah. From Mobb Deep.
From Mobb Deep. So
Queensbridge.
Yep. So give much respect to that. And my brother Mark, who's with our Old Car Wax when it started. Rest in peace, my brother.
Blessings to my uncle.
And so we'll see you next time. And wait a minute. Any last thing, Shay? I'm so sorry.
I'm good. I mean, if you want to follow me, DSheyOmnira, TheSeyOmnira on Twitter, you know, on Instagram, SheyAOmnira. I'm pretty sure I'm going to just put the links down, so I don't think I should
all this spelling. And we'll put it up there. Though.
My name's difficult, I know.
By the way.
Yeah, by the way.
Sean.
Big Three First Game come on this weekend on the 25th. Make sure y'all check it out. What first chance y'all get. Y'all can definitely check me out on IG, Stop Calling Me Without the G, and then check me out on Twitter, DJ Activist Like the Scissor.
Excellent. BougieBlackBrother.com, BougieBlackBro, IG, and Twitter. And leave a comment, please, on iTunes.
Subscribe.
And subscribe. And we appreciate you listening. Go back and find out what the hell we were talking about here based on our previous NBA podcast. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon on Old Car Wax.
Peace.
Later.